suggesting that there's a close link between changes in temperature, represented by this middle graph, and changes in concentrations of carbon dioxide, the greenhouse gases, and methane in the atmosphere. So this data is suggesting that over time, when concentrations of carbon dioxide and methane have been highest, so too have temperatures been highest. We can say that these three variables co-vary. They change together. Does that make sense? Yep. So just reminding us of our conclusion from that data. The ice core data shows that atmospheric carbon dioxide and temperature have co-varied over the past 400,000 years. And this supports the idea that concentrations of atmospheric carbon dioxide and temperature are closely linked. When CO2 increases, so does temperature, and vice versa. All right? That also applies to methane, because methane concentrations are varying in the same way as carbon dioxide concentrations. So we are demonstrating a link between temperature changes on Earth and concentrations of these greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide and methane. Does that make sense to everyone so far? Yeah? So we've looked at the information about what's happened in the past. But we are now concerned in recent times with a warming of temperatures that is different in one very important respect from the previous patterns of temperature change. And that is that the increase in temperature, which is occurring now, that we call global warming and that we are concerned about now, is happening much more quickly than has ever happened before. So if you look back over the history of climate change, yes, there were fluctuations, but now the increase in temperature that we are measuring is happening on a much quicker timescale. We'll have a look at that in more detail a little bit later. But that's something to bear in mind. So looking at global temperatures, remember that in the previous graphs we were looking at thousands of years, weren't we? This axis was showing thousands of years, millions of years even, of and how temperature changed over those thousands of years. This graph is looking at our more recent past. It only goes back to 1860. So we're looking at just, well, less, you know, 150 or so years. So we're looking at a short time scale. And yet, within that time scale, this graph, and I hope you all have it in front of you, is showing that overall there has been an increase in temperature over that time. Now, this graph is constructed in a way that shows the average global temperature over this time period and fluctuations below and above it during that period. So until sort of 1940s, the temperatures were all lower than the average, and then until now, the temperatures are largely higher than the average. The most important thing to get out of this is that overall, there has been an increase in temperature. Does everybody see that? Yep, so that is the most important thing that the graph is showing. That overall, over this period, there has been an increase in temperature. So that's one piece of evidence for the most recent period of global warming, the one that we're concerned about as an environmental issue. But what are other pieces of evidence for global warming? Measurements are showing that sea levels are rising. Global sea level has risen by about 10 to 25 centimetres over the last 100 years. There are two factors that produce this increase in sea level. One is that if you heat water, what does it do? It expands. Yep. If you heat water, it expands. And even if you heat the oceans by a small amount, they too expand as sea level rises. So that's one reason why sea level is rising, because of thermal expansion. Another factor, the second factor that's leading to increase in sea level, is that with increased global temperatures, ice caps are melting, glaciers are melting, and the enormous ice sheets of Greenland and Antarctica are melting. And all the water that's released from that melting ice is going into the oceans and raising their sea level.